Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Actually, that I have the addition work here. Actually, regardless of the industry, persistence is the true shortcut to success. But when you establish a solid score and consistently put in relentless effort, I firmly believe that the success is well within your reach. So I hope that we all together here to succeed together. And then if you guys find that you didn't like got too much understanding regarding us, feel free to contact us, and then we are going to grow together.
And good evening, good morning, good afternoon to wherever you are watching or listening to my podcast from here in the Philippines and from all over the world. And welcome to my self-titled podcast, the RJ Ledesma Podcast. In my podcast, I like to interview the country's pioneering business personalities and entrepreneurs to learn more about how they think about doing business. What are their success secrets? Can we replicate those same success secrets in our own businesses? How have they innovated, pivoted, evolved their businesses during the pandemic period? And more importantly, what do they see as emerging opportunities in the new normal? Is there a business personality or entrepreneur that you would like me to interview here on the podcast? Please do let me know. Just drop me a message. I would love to learn from them here as well. We are also live right now on Kumu and on YouTube tonight. As we grow the e-commerce space in the Philippines, we've got the newest player in the country. Their name is Sitaw. We've got tonight the CEO of Sitaw Philippines. Sitaw is a leading global e-commerce platform that offers sellers and customers a seamless and secure online shopping experience that aims to bring high-quality products from Southeast Asia to the global market, providing customers with a wide range of choices while supporting local businesses at the same time. And for me, that's really the key word and something that makes it a bit more purposeful that they are supporting local businesses from around the region, including here in the Philippines. And tonight, we are very, very fortunate to have the CEO of Sitaw Philippines. We've got Widiana Chen. Widi, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, Widi.
Hi.
So nice to have you over here.
It's my pleasure, actually. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can hear you very, very well. I hope you can hear me well as well too.
Sure. So do I.
Great. So, Widi, as we start off, I understand that you are actually Indonesian in ethnicity. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yes. Maybe you'd like to greet some people here right now in Indonesia, in Bahasa.
Yeah. Apa kabar? Hello, everyone. It's nice to meet you by the online platform here.
It's so nice. And we've got a lot of people here right now. I'm so surprised. There are so many people here right now already greeting us online. Thanks so much to all the proud Sitaw sellers I've got here right now. Al Chard, let's bring up their comment here right now. Zeke, we've got Al Chard, hashtag proud Sitaw seller here. And we have another one over. Wow, we also have Risk Takers Blog seller of Sitaw here. And Cedric Bautista, good morning mga kasitaw. And globally diversified investing proud Sitaw seller here. And we've got Paz Capistrano all the way watching from Hong Kong. It seems, Widi, you've got a lot of fans here right now who are big and very proud sellers of Sitaw. So maybe the first way that we can start off tonight's podcast is maybe tell us a bit more what Sitaw is all about. And maybe we can explain it in a very easy way that, you know, people who aren't familiar with technology can understand it.
Clearly. I have like through this interview or even like through this kind of activity, the people will get know a lot about our company, and we are really pretty sure that you guys can join us.
Fantastic. So tell us right now, Sitaw, can I just ask, where did oh, so many, I can, this is one of the first times I've had over here where there are so many comments flooding the inbox here right now. We've got more than 133 people watching over here. Very proud Sitaw sellers from all over the world. How many countries can you find Sitaw in right now? I'm seeing people from Poland, from Taiwan, from all over, from Israel. Okay, so we're asking you right now. I like all the proud sellers here of Sitaw. There are actually people coming in from all while they're trying to fix the internet over here. I'm going to greet some of the people here saying hi from Sitaw. We've got people greeting us from Sitaw, proud sellers of Sitaw from, we've got Jen T. Hello, excited about Sitaw, newbie seller here. And then we also have as well, all the way to the comment there right now, Zeke. And I have here also Ivan Mariano, watching here in Poland and a proud seller here in Sitaw. Really great. Thanks so much, Zeke, over here. I also have here watching right now, Arjin Maines Paolo, watching from France. Sitaw seller here. We've got Elfed Reyes. Hello. 1 week in Sitaw. And wow, they're really commenting and complimenting, wow, right now. Really, grabe si ma'am, madam CEO. Joseph Netrano, and you see over here, Winnie is saying, wow, great job, Madam CEO. We've got a seller, Jam Maliari, since January 2023, a proud Sitaw seller. Now, just in case, as we go through this conversation, can we post here right now, Zeke, what is the website, what is the website of Sitaw? If people are so interested to find out about it, what is the website for Sitaw, Winnie?
Okay, actually that you guys can access at the sitaw.ph, and then you can go through all about our company here.
Great. So sitaw.ph, that's sitaow.ph.
.ph.
At the same time, you can also go to your Google Play Store and you can find Sitaw there as well. I'm having to pull it up right here right now. You can see it. For people who are interested to see the newest e-commerce platform out there, you can check out Sitaw, and you can even sign in right now to become a seller. You can do it both on their website and you can also do it via their app. Now, I want to ask of like Widdy here right now. Widdy, it seems like Sitaw has expanded so fast, but from what I understand, Sitaw as an e-commerce company was formed in the midst or in the middle of the pandemic. From what I understand, October 2020 was when Sitaw was put together. Am I correct?
Yes. So we are like the lively online platform that get live during the pandemic till now.
Yeah, you're like one of those businesses that were formed in the pandemic. And I'm sure that you were formed in the pandemic because you were addressing what we call a pain point. You saw that there was a pain point in the pandemic that you could address, right? Why was it formed in the pandemic? What did you see was a problem that needed to be solved with Sitaw?
Okay, actually, the pain point when I'm originally like addressing when it comes addressing the business. Wait a minute.
Yes, I can hear you. Then you were saying the pain point in addressing the business. While we're trying to fix up the audio over here, we're just going to go over here. So many proud sellers of Sitaw. It's incredible. As Weedy tries to get the audio back online, you've got a seller here from J Rich Online Shop at 7:06 p.m. Zeke, check it out. Says it was hyper watching Sitaw from Taiwan. And we also have over here other sellers. So many. We got here F. Lee J, 7:06 p.m. He says over here, proud Sitaw sellers since day one. And we've got people from other parts of the country. We've got people from Porac, Pampanga. Eduardo Mapalo watching from Porac, Pampanga. And we also have over here, Brandon De Gojas Elmedo. Good evening, Philippines. Good afternoon, Saudi Arabia. Assalamualaikum, watching all the way from Saudi. So I'm seeing that there's really so many Sitaw sellers from different parts of the world, and many of them seem to be Filipinos, very online sellers who are Filipinos who are in different parts of the world. So let's go back now to you, Vidi. Tell us a bit more. What was the pain point CETA was trying to solve when it was formed during the pandemic?
Okay. Actually, that when we are embarked on our entrepreneurial journey, actually, there's like one of the initial challenges that we encountered that to establish is it we hard to find like the dependable supply chain and the logistic network. Actually, but at the same time, at that time, we really quick realized that for an e-commerce business to succeed, it's crucial to deliver the product to the customer with speed and precision. But however, building an efficient supply chain and logistic system proved to be a complex and also is like a hard task for us. But finding the trustworthy supplier become a priority that we aim to ensure the timely delivery of high-quality product. It was essential to establish the strong partnership with the reliable supplier who could that find us like some high quality product, and then they can deliver the product in on time, and then the product that meet the customer expectation. And for the additionally, for being close collaborative relation with the logistic partners, what is equally important to ensure the safe and prompt delivery of the product to customer. So, like, we are going to find a dependable supply chain, and we are going to find like the good logistic partnership is hard from us at that time, at the creature pandemic that time. But
yeah.
The ability to provide exceptional product and service to attract and retain the customer hints on solving this pain point effectively. We already go through it. And then right now, we just focus on the solid foundation for the growth of my and for our entrepreneurial venture like this. So we are already going through that part, and then we are growing stronger. And then I hope like everybody here can join us, and then we become the CETA family here.
The CETA family is very big. I mean, I'm so surprised at the reaction online that I'm getting from CETA. To be honest with you, this is the first time I've been getting this number of reactions online from CETA. Yes, this many people, they're from all over the country. So again, if people are interested to go to CETA, let me just flash on the screen right now. Can we just put on the bottom over here, Zeke, the website that they can use? In case they want to go there, you can go to the website of CETA again on their website. Or you can also go to any of the Google Play Store or Apple Store to find the CETA app if you're interested.
Yes.
And there are two things that you can actually do. You can actually be a seller on the app. You can find a way if you want to sell, or you can resell the products over there, and you can become your own seller over here. I just have a question, Widi. For CETA, I know it's growing very, very fast. And one of the things that you like to do is that you like to promote local commerce or local products, right? And you're trying to get really trustworthy suppliers. How do you find those suppliers? Because maybe there's some people over here who also want us to have their products sold on CETA. How do they bring their products to CETA to be able to sell?
Okay. Actually, that the product from which we are going to be sell is mostly from the Southeast Asia. Why we're offering that the product is from the Southeast Asia is because like the product here has the high quality that is suitable and is kindly suitable for the people in Philippines. Actually, that we are going to Philippines, and then we really love, and then we are really like to go in and then join their culture here. So actually that we already like doing the meticulous market research, and then we go through it, and then we know what kind of product that the Philippine people like, and then we just go through to find the resource like the high quality of the product, and then with the achievable price so that meet the qualification or even like meet the expectation of our buyer. So actually that we are like a little maybe I can say like a user-friendly platform. We really want to meet the customer expectation here, and then we really like recognize the loyal customer best to like to make the sustainability grow. So like we really want to provide what the people need here, and then At the same time, I'm really happy, and then we are really happy. Our company is really happy that Philippine people can accept us in their close arm, and then I really hope that we really can be a real family soon like this, okay? And if you guys like have any problem regarding this one, there's no internet again. If there's you guys have a lot of problem regarding this, and then I hope you guys can tell us, and then we will get through it together like this.
Yeah, but what's amazing is that how long have you been in the Philippines already? How long have you been in the Philippines, Rudy? While they're fixing Rudy's computer, let me just tell you a bit more as he answers my question of how long they've been in the Philippines. Let me just go again through the different countries and the different places where they're very strong in here right now. And it appears that they're very strong, especially in areas where there's a lot of Filipino diaspora, or ibig sabihin yan, marami mga OFW na galing Pilipinas, no? I'm looking here right now, as you can see over here, you have a proud seller all the way from, I have over here, from Nella Robles at 7:08 p.m. Proud seller here from Canada. Zeke, did you see that one? Proud seller from Canada. And we have over here at 7:09, Zeke, we have over here, Jing Jing Malutaw Erodias, Sitaw seller all the way in Doha, Qatar. And as we go down a bit more, we have another one over here, Cheryl Demasuhid, proud seller from Hong Kong. It looks like Weedy has really cornered the market and found a great e-commerce market for our seller entrepreneurs, the people who got the hustle, living in different Filipinos, living in different parts of the world. I also have over here from 7:11 p.m. Cora Babao Dinglasan, proud seller from Dubai, UAE. My goodness, we also have here at 7:11 as well, Kyo Ni. Hello, seller from Japan. So it seems that what they've really done over here is they've been able to corner different parts of the world. And we also have here 7:11 as well from Elfed Reyes. That's E-L-P-H-E-D Reyes from Italy. Another seller from Italy. And we also have over here at 7:11 p.m. Regina Mariano, a good evening from Macau. And next, we also have at 7:12 p.m. Melvin Hernandez, a seller watching all the way from South Korea. So earlier, as Winnie tries to pick everything up over here, I had a chance to actually get a briefing from Sitaw. It looks like they tried to make you the own seller entrepreneur, because you can create your own online shop. It doesn't matter wherever the world that you have that you are based, whether you're based here in Manila, whether you're based in the provincial areas, whether you're a Filipino living and working abroad, you can be an entrepreneur through Sitaw. Am I right, Widi?
Yes, correctly. 100% correct. Well, you got a lot of knowledge about us.
Yeah, I made sure to read that before we spoke. But Winnie, can I just ask, Sitaw began in Singapore, is it correct? It's a Singaporean-based company?
Yes. Actually, that our headquarters is at the Singapore. And then right now we are moving to the Malaysia. So feel free to find us in Malaysia. And actually, that we are have the planning to go back here in the next month. But maybe we are going to give you the video tour about our company here.
Fantastic. Widi, I just wanted to ask, what makes you like why did you think the Philippines was a good place to expand the Sitaw business from Singapore? Why did you choose the Philippines as one of the first places to grow the Sitaw business?
Okay. Actually, like, Philippines is like the country, like, belong to the Southeast Asia, right?
In the meantime, briefly, her camera has gone out. There's Widi, I can see you here right now.
Okay.
There, Vidi. Hi, how are you?
Hi.
In front of you now, so I can see. I can hear you also very well.
Okay.
Let's continue.
Good.
Let's continue the story, Vidi. So tell me the story. Why did Sitaw outside of Singapore, but you chose the Philippines as one of the first places to expand the business?
Okay. Actually, that we see that the marketing Philippines has like more opportunity than the other country. Actually, that we already choose, like, maybe the next countries will be the Indonesia. But for now, maybe from the culture and maybe for the people from the social here, we need like, we feel comfortable for the Filipino here. So we are going to expand our business here and then let's see how it's work. Actually, our team from the global resources has do a lot of their work during about the market research, which country is better or which country is suitable for us to like placing our warehouse, placing our branch office, and then with the people join here. And then we see that maybe the employment of the Philippines and then among like the GDP for the Philippines is like awaiting to grow enough, to grow better. So, and actually we are the company to really like to grow better with all of us. That's why we choose the Philippines. But I'm really want to like leave it to the comment for everyone. Is it like your country is welcoming us to go to your country and then we will take a look on it like this.
I see. Mm-hmm. Are you surprised? Because as I'm looking here right now and as I observe from the comments, you're actually getting a lot of Filipinos who are seller entrepreneurs who are overseas Filipino workers who are actually selling from abroad. They're not selling from over here.
Yeah.
Was that a surprise to you when that happened, or when you found that so many Filipinos based abroad selling Sitaw, selling from the Sitaw website?
Actually, yes, but it's not enough for now. So I need more people to join us. And then for the like the people from international, we also need them to join us also. So it will be like the, even like we only stay at Filipino right now, but we really hope that our sellers that can join us, that can work together is from the international, like from the another country. So like even like we best end here, but we can like the others to join us like this. So maybe we are waiting for the other people from the country to join us.
I see. So let's talk now more about Sitaw and how easy it is to set up your online store. Can you tell us a bit more about how easy it is to set up a Sitaw store?
Okay. The first time we are starting this business is not easy for us because we got a lot of like voice, like they're not really know about us, and then maybe they're not acceptable about us. So basically we starting is like we recognize the emerging trend and capitalize an innovative business model. And the dropshipping model that Sitaw has been used right now actually is already has revolutionized in the e-commerce industry. So we are allowing numerous entrepreneurs to establish thriving business without the complexity for the inventory management and or even for the shipping logistics. Actually, Sitaw has been boosted. We are growing, and then we boost the professional team from the global resources. And then we do the strategic collaboration with the trustworthy supplier and the utilizer. Like, we use the utilization of user-friendly platform. So right now, Sitaw, until now, is already become more efficient and the scalable business framework like this. So maybe it's hard for us to join or even to go on with this industry, with this e-commerce industry for the first time, because we are the combination for the online platform or even for the online commerce and then with the e-commerce. But right now, like through the advertisement, through the live broadcast, through like the advertising, through the influencer, the people will get a lot of knowledge about it, and then the people get more like closely with us, and then we really want to hear the voice, and because we are going to grow big, and then I need the voice to tell us how we will become like more good, more grow. And I believe that I also want that like the future entrepreneur here can join us, and then we can grow together. Like you can do your own business here without like any kind of like advertising you need, and then you just join us. We will lead you in that way. So no worry about that.
I see. So what I'm hearing from you is that you're making it more frictionless, meaning you're lessening the barriers for people to enter entrepreneurship by selling on Sitaw. So the first step, I guess, is that they can first of all register on Sitaw. And when they register on Sitaw, they can go online, they can register to be a seller. Is that right? They click on be a seller.
Yes.
Now,
this is one
of the first things that what Sitaw does, what's a bit different at being a seller on Sitaw. First of all, is there a subscription fee to become a seller on Sitaw?
Actually, there's no. As long as you're ready. I mean, you're ready to join us. Then we'll feel free to welcome you to become our family.
Okay.
There's no any like addition that we are going to be received. As long as you are ready, and then you can join us.
Okay. For the other one is this one. Another question people usually have when they usually start up a business over here with you, one of their concerns is that it's the startup capital, the money that they have to put in to start the business, right? And that's one of the biggest hurdles or obstacles for them to start a business online, that they've got to spend some money to invest in their inventory, right? To start the business. Do they have to put up a lot of startup capital to invest in inventory for Sitaw?
I don't know. Actually, that we depend of like how much capability that you have. Like even like you have only $1 or $2 or even like less than that. Even like what we will give you a plan regarding the capability that you have. Actually, that only fund you need is to fund like the order. Actually, that when there's a buyer putting the order there, the only fund that you need is for that order. Maybe the buyer is placing one order, and then you are going to pay for that order, only for that. And then if there's any order coming again, and then you need to placing the fund again. Actually, that is based on the like the product you are going to sell. Actually, that our goal here is lessen the expense for the seller like this. And then for the advertising part, for the delivery part, for the like connection with the warehouse, we'll do all of them for them. Because actually that we are here to help more people to become a good entrepreneur. Because like the people, they are doing their regular job, right? But the people like they want to get much, and then the people want to like start their own. So we are here to help you. We try to make business easy for everyone. That's it.
Got that. As we comment over here, I want to go back again to the comment box. There's a nice comment over here that says, "You have over."
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Here are Ram Emolotrab. At 7:28 p.m., shout out seller from Russia. Zeke, check that out. You've got a seller all the way from Russia. And we also have over here Joel Jacinto Pandakan, watching from Spain. Very interesting. Very interesting the type of people that you brought together over here. So the first step in Sitaw, you were saying that the investment that has to be made, it's minimal capital because from what I understand, I'm not going to go into this model a bit more so you can explain it a bit more, is that the seller actually funds the purchase. Is that correct? The seller funds the purchase, and then on the other side, the buyer buys at the wholesale price. So the business model for the online seller is that he makes the margin between the wholesale price and the retail price. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah.
And that's the basic business model. Very straight and straightforward and very simple. Is that right?
Yeah. And it's really easy for the seller because we do all the advertising, we do all the delivery ourselves. All they need is like put the product inside their platform, and then when there's a purchase the good from the buyer, and then they're going to pay for the good, and then we will do all the delivery, all the advertising regarding that. So it's like really easy business for all of us in this busy world.
Okay, so basically what happens over here is that you choose products to put in your own online store from the Sitao warehouse, is that correct? And then when you put those products into your own online store, and somebody chooses it, you pay for it first if somebody wants to buy it, but then the buyer will have to pay the additional wholesale, the retail price of the product. So you make the margins from in between that. That's where you do it. All you have to just do is make sure that you have your own online store and you also have money to pay for the product that people are purchasing.
Clearly. Yeah, clearly.
Okay. Now, and from if I understand correctly, is it right to say that they don't pay for any marketing costs? Like, for example, for me, if I, I work on other e-commerce platforms as well, you have to spend a bit additionally to make sure that you boost awareness or you create awareness, but you're saying that in Sitao you take care of that yourselves. The cost is shouldered by Sitao and not by the online seller.
Of course, and then it fixed 100%. We pay for our own advertisement, so you guys do not worry about it, and don't need to do any marketing things or regarding this one.
How do you market it online? I'm just curious. How do you market online, Sitao?
Okay, actually we have the influencer here, like the inflation from the Philippines, and then we use them to go in live and then show what is Sitao is. And then the first thing that inflation need to do is they're teach people how to become the seller. Okay. Actually, that we do a lot of strategy combination of KOL, KLC, SEM, and then we do the live broadcast and other effective marketing methods. It's this comprehensive approach ensure that the seller on our platform can rest assured about their sales performance. So for the marketing, we do have our marketing team, and then they will do their strategy on here to rising the sales of the sellers. All the sellers is going to do is you just sit down in your home, and then you just put the product in your shop, and then just wait. You don't need to do anything anymore. When there's a pricing order, you just pay, and then we will take responsibility for the rest, like this.
I got that. Now, the other interesting thing about Sitao versus, let's say, I guess other companies, one of the advantages is actually what you call drop shipping. And drop shipping just means that it gives the opportunity for people who are, you don't have to be based in a warehouse or near your warehouse to sell your product. You can be based anywhere. And that's actually, I guess, the reason why I'm seeing so many overseas Filipino workers participating over here. Do you mind explaining a bit more for the first timers over here, what exactly drop shipping means?
Actually, the drop shipping means you just drop your product here, and then the rest we will take responsibility from it. For the curated and intent for the product selection, from the connection with the warehouse, from the delivery, from the choose, from the logistics, we are one line. So this one line is responsibility, it belongs our responsibility. So all you have to do is placing the order here, and then this drop shipping, from the warehouse or even from the supply chain to our warehouse, from the warehouse to the expedition or delivery or logistic, and from the logistic to the buyer is our responsibility. So this drop shipping is like approach, and then it's the model that Sita has been using right now, because all the shipping here is owned by us. We do all the shipping here. So this is all like from the supply chain to the warehouse, to the logistic, till the buyer, we all our own shipping like this. Okay. So because like in the e-commerce, like we realized that if you don't deliver the good in the speed or even in the precision, you will not like win. You will not be successful. So we really aim to know this kind of like time delivery is really important for us. That's why the drop shipping, like in the line of the shipping, we manage it ourselves like this. So maybe it's like the most advantage that we got.
I got that. So really, the biggest advantage is that with drop shipping, there is no need for you to have inventory costs, because basically just choose the products which you want from Sitao to put into your own selling page, right?
Yes,
and after
one,
if they order from there, you have no warehousing costs, or you don't have any excess inventory because you're not carrying anything. You just pass on the order to Sitao. And after you pass on the order to Sitao from your selling page, what you have to do as your responsibility as a seller is to pay the amount to Sitao for the wholesale price. Is that correct?
Yep. Correct. Exactly.
And then how soon does the customer receive the product after it's been ordered on Sitao?
Actually, it's based on the like which country that we are going to do the delivery. But mostly right now, the logistics that has been collaborate with us is the fastest logistic in that country. We can make sure of that. So we deliver the good in the quick way, and then it will be like around 90% to 100%. It will be quickly than another expedition because we do our own shipping like this. So I cannot say that what is the time, because it's based on the country. But I can make sure it's like the day that can be distributed is the faster way in that country. So you don't need to worry about this, because it's like our aim priority.
Got that. Okay, I have another interesting question. As an entrepreneur, I'm going to wear my hat as a seller entrepreneur and ask, the margins that you make come from the difference between the price of the wholesale product and the retail product. Who determines the price? Is it based on, can I as a seller determine what the retail price is, or does Sitao tell me this should be the retail price of the product?
Actually, that we do give you the price, but you can top up. How many percent, like there's around 8% that you can top up. So you can top up, maybe the price is 100. You can top up it into the 7% below 8%. So you can top up until 7%. You can top up 107. So maybe the price is 100, and then you can top up like 7%. So you can sell it 107 for one product. So this is the margin that the sellers can top up regarding for us.
I got that. Can I also ask as well, when people are selling, for example, of course, it's low startup capital. You don't have to pay for your site. But for example, they get an order. You want to fulfill an order. I can pay for maybe one order in my budget. I can pay for one. But what if a sudden somebody orders 100 pieces of that product and you don't have the capital to pay for the 100 products being ordered?
Actually, we already, because we have the technical department, right? And then actually before I already said that we are the user-friendly platform. So actually that we can try, as long as you are telling us, we will try to manage like your order. Maybe we do a lot of advertising about your stock. We do a lot of advertising about this kind of product. And then this kind of product having like more interesting from other, we have no control about it. But we maybe, if you are like, you have the, maybe for the financial, you a little bit short, maybe we can move the shop in the below, so the people will find the one who has like more capital about it. But if you are good enough in your capital, then you can tell us and then we will move you up. So we are really user friendly like this.
Got that. Now, I think because as I'm seeing right out of the comment box, and it's very nice because it's an engaging conversation, people have many questions about how do you see that, which is good that they keep on asking questions because they're just doing their, like what Vincent Torre Bongolan is saying, 740, I'm just doing due diligence, which is good. For any site out there, it's important to do your due diligence. Can I just get an appreciation? Do you support, let's say it's a new person coming into the site, how do you support them? Because there's so much to understand and appreciate. Is there back office support or sales support for them? And do they have to pay for that support?
No need. Actually, it's based on like, it's already included in our service. So you don't need to pay about this. All you have to do that we need to maintain the communication. You need to maintain, because we have the account specialist here. We have the employee that will take responsibility for your, for the seller. So you do tell the account specialist or you do tell our employee about the problem that you are facing, and then we will try to find a way for you. Because like I say, we want to educate like more Filipino.
Is the support service 24 hours, 7 days a week? So it never goes offline?
Actually, that we work here until Saturday, but for our account specialists, they're like the professional position. So they will pay attention for your reaction. They will update us in the group and then we will go through it. Even like in the weekend, the executive or even the management team is working. Don't worry about that. So basically, we are working 6 days from 9 to 6. But maybe after that or even in the weekend, maybe we still can control it. Because as I said before, our team is professional and is from the global resources. And then our executives also, we all maintain to like provide a good service for you guys. And then we really want to meet your expectation here. So the customer is like our everything. And then we priority them at here.
Can I, you know, I'm just so surprised. I mean, I keep on looking at the count here for the people watching live. Okay. And I'm also looking at the people commenting on the page. Okay. And there seem to be so many of them coming in. Just how many sellers do you have from Sitaw from the Philippines right now? I'm just curious.
Okay. Oh, let me check. Like right now it's around, because we have that in our website also, actually, that you can check. But I'm going to tell you the number right now. There's around 300,000 users right now. These 300,000 users approximately in the Filipino.
Is that just here in the Philippines or that's also Filipinos based abroad?
Actually, that is based on the Philippines. It's based on the Philippines, not include that the one who stay abroad.
Oh, wow. Very, very interesting. Very, very encouraging comment. And, you know, because for myself, I'm an entrepreneur mentor. So it's always the purpose of the show is really to create more business opportunities for people to listen to. And it's sometimes, you know, as I listen to you, I'm surprised at how big it's grown so quickly.
But actually, the point here, not all of them is active just for the user. So our goal here is like, we want them to become more active because there's too many sellers. And then we are going to train like more account specialists to handle them. Because like the account specialist right now is not enough to handle them because we got a lot of sellers here. So we open a big opportunity of work. We still recruit a lot of account specialists to join us so they can help us and then we can work together to handle the sellers here. So the seller, like from the 300,000, they can be more active. It's our goal. And then at the same time, we are going to like, I hope that the number from 300,000 will grow up and then all is active.
Fantastic. I just want to ask you right now, there are some very successful sellers I have seen on the comment box that there are many successful sellers. Can you just share with us what have been the most, Henley May Sampatan has my question in mind, number 745. What are the best selling products? What have you seen right now on Sitaw? are the best-selling products on Sitao that people put in the platform and move very quickly for people?
Right now, I thought that because we can see from the platform that we have been actively running, right? It's like the sport apparel, like for the fit shirts that people is using for the sport, like the gloves, they process a lot of it. And then like
the gloves, sports gloves, yeah, you mean?
The gloves, and then for the yoga, for the yoga, and then the custom yoga from the yoga, all of it. And like the yoga related things, like from the mats, from the cloth, from the pants, all of that. This kind of thing that is like most popular right now. But we are still finding something like more beautiful, more like meet the quality of the, or even like more meet the expectation of the customer. Because like the life right now is going up, right? And then the people request, it will become more high. So that's why not only like the quality of life of the people is become high, but also our work and then the product from our platform is getting high also. That's why we keep growing for it.
Yeah. Can I just ask, because you did say that you're supporting also local products, right? You're supporting products from the country. What are the local products you're supporting from the Philippines?
The local product that we are good, we right now we are supporting from the local product is like for now is wait a minute.
What's the most popular product that you get from the Philippines? And as we try to get back, we're all over here. I just want to acknowledge again everybody listening to us here right now. Again, from all over the world that we have over here, I'm just scrolling back over here. We've got people from Taiwan again, from, wow, look at all these countries coming in. It's just a lot over here. I'm trying to just scroll back. We've got from Singapore, La. We also have sellers from, I saw Qatar, Dubai, and many others. So please, can you please continue? What are you seeing here right now as the products in the Philippines that you're selling online that are very popular? What Filipino products are you supporting? You have to say it again. I can't hear your audio over here, Winnie. As Winnie tries to get back her audio over here, just reminding all those who are listening to our page right now that what you want to do is please go on ctao.ph if you're interested to become a seller for Ctao. To learn more about how to become a seller on this platform. There have been many testimonials. If you take a look at our comment box here right now, there's been a lot of feedback as to how successful they've done. And I want to read what they say over here. I want to read some of the comments over here. We've got a proud seller from 748, proud seller all the way from Moscow, Russia. Very interesting. And we have over here as well, for some people, they're Devera Carion Alma saying, road to 1 million for only one month of selling here in Ctao. So these things are quite incredible for me to appreciate.
Cool.
Yeah. And what are the local products here that you're selling here on the platform? Okay. What are the Philippine products?
Actually, the Philippine is like a little bit hot here, but the people, so mostly the popular thing or even like the product we are going to use from the local Filipino is like the summer clothes and then like the workout equipment, because there's a lot of Filipino doing the like workout every day, even like when they get off from the work, they are running. So like the pants for running and then the shirt for running is like we are using from the local Filipino, and also that the clothes for fitness, because the old men do the fitness, right? Not only men, but the women also do the fitness. And for the motor gloves, when you are driving the motor, there's a glove, and then it's really work. And then we are using the product from the local Filipino like this.
Wow, so very interesting story. But I'm very happy that you're encouraging the growth of local products. And over here, Best Stroke Swim Lesson number 750. Shout out. I'm one of your sellers from Bahrain over here.
Well,
Now, I have another question. Mm-hmm. What have you seen? So we know what are the successful products here and on the platform. And some of them are active sellers. that you've seen. Have you seen? What can you share right now for those who want to become sitaw sellers? What are the best practices or the success secrets that you've seen from the most successful sitaw sellers? What can you share with everybody who's listening here right now? Maybe they are about to become sitaw sellers. They are current sitaw sellers, but they aren't selling so well. What have you seen are the best practices that you can share so that everybody can be as successful as the most successful sitaw seller?
Actually, if you guys have the fully understand about the e-commerce to do your online shop, and then you do a lot of homework regarding based on our website, and then sharing more with us, you will get a lot of knowledge, and then you will not find it's hard to join us. Actually, that we give you a lot of opportunity to communicate with us. I think that the first learning things that you guys can use is communicate directly with us, so that we can introduce ourselves more to you, and then you can get more about us. And then if like you guys really want to study it by yourself, then you can go through our website, like the sitaw.ps that I have been say before, and then you will know a lot about it. Because like all about us, and then all about that, like the business model, all is inside the website, like this.
Very, very interesting over here what you're sharing. And right now I want to share, if people are interested, there's actually a YouTube site which they have right now. You can click on the YouTube site. I'm showing it here on the screen right now on how to become a sitaw seller. We're showing that here. Ivan, can you also show right here, if ever you can show the link, so people can take a look at the link on how to register as a seller on sitaw. And secondly, aside from also going on their YouTube site, you can also visit the second site I'm giving over here for sitaw. If you want to register as a seller, can we show that, Ivan, the next site over here? If you want to register as a seller, you just have to register on the second link which I sent over to you. In the meantime, I want to just say to everybody, wow, this is just wonderful, wonderful insights here. You can go click on the second link. On this one, you can see the sitaw journey online on how easy it is to become a seller. You know what, Widi, it's been fantastic. I didn't realize how fast the time has passed here right now. And I'm so thankful to everybody on the comment section who are showing us their support for the they're doing very, very good. What is your advice now? What is your advice for all the aspiring entrepreneurs who are listening here right now, who are looking for new income streams? Because many of them, of course, you know, they've got many priorities. They're saying, why should I do sitaw? I can do other things. I can do network marketing, direct marketing, or something else. Why should they give their time to sitaw for them as their new side hustle or their new entrepreneurship business? Why sitaw?
Okay. Actually, why sitaw? Actually, that why sitaw? Because like when you know a lot about us, you find like we are far away, and then we got more of a attached among the other competitors. Why we are like can still alive till now? Because we got a lot of advantage like out of the other people. Like we are quick in delivery. Why? Because we are doing the on shipping, we are doing the drop shipping ourselves.
Yeah. And what I want to say is that because you're saying that you do the drop shipping yourself, you really help them out to start off as entrepreneurs. In the future, if you've got more questions on how to go join, don't worry, you can go to the platform. Like they said, I've been getting replies over here that are very responsive to new people over here. And again, Widi, thank you so much for your time. Widi Chen, the CEO of Sitaw Philippines. Hopefully, we get more entrepreneurs who listen to this to our podcast and become more interested in becoming a sitaw online seller. So again, yes, Widi.
Okay. Actually, I have the edition work here. Actually, regardless of the industry, persistence is the true shortcut to success. But when you establish a solid score and consistently put in relentless effort, I firmly believe that the success is well within your reach. So I hope that we all together here to succeed together. And then if you guys find that you didn't like got too much understanding regarding us, feel free to contact us, and then we are going to grow together. It's good for you guys.
Fantastic. And just to let you know, if there are people here right now who are listening to us and are interested, the CTAO team is actually listening here right now. The local CTAO team, if you have questions, please feel free to message them on their Facebook page. I'm glad that there's a lot of healthy questions over here. You have to understand, I think, Winnie, from my perspective, you know, when there's a business that is as interesting as this one, and sometimes
I believe
it's making income, people need to check out themselves. You know, they want to vary. Again, the job is, they collect the sales, go to their blog, go to their site, check out their Facebook page, the sales support is over there. Check out the website, ask the questions that you want to ask, because obviously in any business that you want to enter into, you want to verify the business. So Winnie, thank you for the opportunity of sharing this business opportunity with other Filipinos, and good luck to your growth here in the Philippines.
Okay, thank you.
Again, this has been the Art of Despa podcast. We will see you guys in the next podcast. Thanks so much, Winnie. Thanks so much to everybody.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.